Now, the other thing in the CFL going on, and that's happening both this week and next week, is the Diversity is Strength campaign. And the league is looking at doing 2 weeks of celebrations, and they're talking about 12 different trailblazers that have played for the in the league before to celebrate Diversity is Strength. And we thought, who better to talk about this than the commissioner of the CFL himself, Mr. Randy Ambrosi. Mr. Commissioner, thanks for your time.
Yeah, it's great. Nice to join you.
Now, over these next 2 weeks, the league is celebrating with the Diversity is Strength weeks across the country. Now, for those who have only heard about the campaign but don't really know exactly what's going on, what is this campaign?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question, and even the use of the word campaign is interesting because really this started last year. There were T-shirts that were made kind of acknowledging and recognizing some of the great players who have played in our league over the many decades, who had come from wide and varied, you know, backgrounds. And those T-shirts were sitting in a storage area. And then, of course, we all remember the horror of that Charlottesville situation. And Christina Litz called me. I was on my way to Regina, in fact, for a Riders game. And she said, you know, I think those shirts might, you know, just stand for, the positive side of diversity, and weren't really trying to make a political statement as much as a celebration of what's made our league so great. And we had this overwhelming outpouring of support from our fans and, you know, frankly, from people around the world. I did interviews from many parts of the U.S., and people were just so grateful that we were telling the positive side of the story in a, you know, what we hoped was a kind of a non-political way. And so we decided, well, look, we're going to do it all over again. And we're going to, you know, we want to grow it. It's literally about celebrating the inclusiveness of our game. You know, we've had a long and proud history of welcoming players in who might not have had a chance elsewhere. You know, you think of Bernie Custis and Chuck Ealy and Warren Moon, just three names that come off, that everyone knows. But you think of, you know, my dear friend Pierre Bercheval, from a great French-Canadian family, and Pierre's a Hall of Famer, and, you know, my best buddy Dan Ferroni, and, of course, Dan, Italian-Canadian heritage. And anyway, just telling those stories and just for what it is. We've been a league that's done, we're not perfect, we're certainly not flawless, but we've done a really good job, and it's a nice way to tell the stories. This year, you know, last week, Joanne Pollock, first female GM, we're celebrating Joey Moss, the legendary Joey Moss in Edmonton, Down syndrome, and yet Joey has made more people smile, and over the years, both in the Oilers and the Eskimo locker room. And, you know, these are all parts of our league that we can be proud of.
Now, last year when this was launched, I know it was kind of a scramble to get it done in time for the game here. How much planning has gone into the event or the campaign this year? And what would you say has been the best part about it so far this season?
Oh, the best part is simple. When you tell the person from each team, the team selected their own honoree, and when you get a note back from them, and oh my gosh, I wish I could share that with you, that moment when you get a letter from somebody who's been selected, and the absolute outpouring of emotion and the joy that they're being, you know, chosen to represent their family, their heritage, their background, and be part of this initiative. That's the best part of it, by a long stretch. But you know what, just telling the stories, it's special. It makes me feel good to do it. And, you know, so yeah, we put a lot of thought into it. We want to grow this. We want that part of what makes the CFL so special to continue to be something that we share with our fans and frankly, maybe people who otherwise haven't been fans of our league might just look in and go, wow, these people are doing some really good things. And then come for the great kind of social aspect of this and stay for the football, because the football is pretty darn exciting.
Speaking of the football, we know things will be happening in the stadium over the next couple of weeks. What can fans expect to see?
Well, you know, I think you're going to see the honorees, attending games. You're going to see on the sidelines, each team has its own unique shirt. The diversity of strength front and the name of the honoree on the back. We're doing some really cool things where, you know, we've got teams that are involved in celebrating new Canadians. Those things are happening. You know, we're supporting what the teams are trying to do in their own communities to the best of our abilities. We've asked some of our biggest supporters who are, constantly telling our story to spread the word that our Diversity is Strength campaign is back. And so much of what happens for me happens because of the work that all of you do to tell the story and, you know, getting people excited. I you're going to laugh, but I often think, for me, diversity in some respects has been about the food, right? Because you make a teammate, friend who's a teammate, and he comes from a different background, and before you know it, you're mooching a free meal off his mom, and now you're trying food that you'd never tried before, and when you're an offensive lineman, that's a pretty cool thing. It's a very cool thing, in fact. All of those things are part of this campaign and more, and we're just going to keep working at it.
Oh, side note here, what is the best food you has snuck at a teammate's house?
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, there's so many stories to tell, and I was famous for my mooching ability because they always have to look a little pitiful, you know, and look as though you haven't eaten for a month. But my dear friend, Kari Ilarenko, who's Finnish, and Kari's mom had a dish called pula, which is like a bread. It's so good it makes you cry. And I was fortunate enough to be welcomed into the Ilarenko home on more than one occasion and was treated to Mrs. Ilarenko's cooking. That stands out in my mind as just one. But you know what, then you think of like Tom Spalatini, my teammate in Calgary, and you know, Tom's family, and now, you know, Tom and Mike Palumbo and Tony Spalatini's Palumbo's in Calgary, my friend Dan Ferroni, who's a chef, and you know, Football Hall of Famer, and going to Dan's for dinner. The food is so good. Again, it'll make you cry. So again, lots of eating, lots of crying. That's the big theme.
So this year we're celebrating members of each team, and in Saskatchewan, it's Neil Hughes. What was the one thing you learned about all these trailblazers during this campaign that you're going to take with you?
Yeah, in some ways, I think it is that they all had to overcome something. You know, there was something about their personal journey that made it tougher for them. You know, that their path wasn't as, somebody had to do some work before them, but they had to carry a lot of water up the hill. And that in what makes them special is that they did that work. They performed incredibly well, but they were overcoming obstacles while doing it. And you have to admire that, you know, sometimes we're just fortunate. Somebody blazes a trail and we follow in behind. I think for a lot of these people, they were the trailblazers. They were the ones that set a path for others to follow in. And I every time I'm with them or I hear their stories, it makes me proud that, you know, through my association with the league, I get in some part to be part of their lives. And that makes it special.
Now, we're kind of in a time where the CFL is a very welcoming league, that they highlight that quite a bit. Was that the case when you were a player as well, or did you ever experience any kind of problems in that regard, you know, in a diversity regard?
Yeah, again, great question. You know, I think for the most part, one of the things I love about athletes and love about the players in the league is players are pretty simple people. Their questions about your entrance into their domain really boils down to, can you help us win? You know, like you have to be in a locker room to know that, but you know, it's not always perfect. And yes, you know, sometimes locker rooms can be challenging places, but I think that the nice thing about players in general is that they welcome newcomers. they want those newcomers to help them succeed, and that creates an environment for, you know, people to flourish in. It's always, you have to remind yourself that, you know, no story is perfect. You know, occasionally we stumble, occasionally there is a problem, but generally speaking, you get welcomed into those locker rooms, you get welcomed into the community by the fans, and it's just an honor to be, you know, to be part of that world when, you know, for me, that's how I felt during my 9-year career, and I certainly feel that way now.
What exactly does diversity as strength mean to you?
Yeah, well, it means that it's really about inclusiveness. You know, I think about the game of football, and I'm not sure there's a sport anywhere in the world that is as inclusive. And think of it this way. So every team has got players of staggeringly different proportions. You've got the small person who's super fast. You've got the giant person who's maybe, like me, not so fast. You've got strong people, tall people, short people, wide people, thin people, and they all can be stars on a football team. I think the game itself is designed to be inclusive. I think it's a game that society needs. I think kids need it. I just think it's a reminder that we can do a lot together, and that's the other part of diversity that I think is misunderstood, perhaps. It's not diversity without a purpose. It's actually diversity with a purpose, that coming together and that feeling that we have something we can do together. It's not just Canada being bigger, but it's Canada being bigger and better. It's the CFL not just, you know, having new people in it, but new people are going to contribute to their team's success. So I think it's that inclusion with purpose that I find so compelling and what makes this initiative so fundamentally important.
Now, Mr. Commissioner, one more for you here, kind of stepping away from the diversity of strength. We've had a lot of people ask us, what happened with Johnny Football on the weekend in their game? Manziel got hit pretty hard going for a touchdown and looked like he was out on the ground and was able to stay in the game. What exactly happened there?
Well, I can tell you that I've had now a full briefing. We did reach out to Montreal through our general counsel. We did a review. We are absolutely confident and satisfied that was not a concussion situation. It was actually a neck strain. The player, in this case Johnny, got hit hard. This is so important to us that because there was a question about the circumstances, we asked our general counsel to do a review and make sure that all the protocols had been followed and that there were no shortcuts taken. And I can say with satisfaction tonight that we feel good about how their doctors handled that situation. They were careful, they were cautious, and in the end, I think they followed all the protocols. But you know, the one thing, just by the fact that you're asking the question, it reminds me we just have to continue to work at this. There is no day that we can afford to rest on the issue of keeping our players safe.
Well, Mr. Commissioner, that's everything we have for you this time here on the Piffles Podcast. Thank you so much for your time.
Guys, always a pleasure, and thanks very much. Have a great evening, and a big hello to all of your fans and supporters.
Commissioner Randy Ambrosi here on the Piffles Podcast.